Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining the Michael Van Tool Show. We are live in studio. I am sitting in here this morning for the Honorable Michael Van Tool. I am the guest host, Henrietta Ivy. Good morning, Detroit. Let me start by introducing the Sunday morning team. We have with us Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning to Michael and Missionary. And good morning, Detroit.
And we have online with us Kathy. Good morning, Bishop Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Shout out to you. Today you're starting off doing such a great job. Shout out to you too, Michael Van Tool. Shout out to the Missionary. Shout out to our wonderful, amazing team and those that are not on. Shout out to them as well. And hey, shout out to Detroit City.
And thank you so much, Bishop Kathy. We have online with us also songstress Miss Christy Laster.
Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, Henrietta. Good morning to everybody that's listening out there today.
Thank you so much. I want to also say thank you for waking up with us on this Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, who's going to be joining us today at 9:30. So you can catch us every Sunday at 9:30 with Detroit Praise Network, 98.3 and 99.9, just to tune in on those Sunday mornings before the podcast with Blog Talk Radio. Also, this is a wonderful morning. So I am sitting as guest host, as most of you know, for Michael Van Tool this morning. So I'm going to try to keep it live, fresh, and funny with everybody this morning. And thank you, Detroit, for joining in. Thank you for everyone who's joining in online. Appreciate you for supporting the Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights. We truly, truly appreciate everyone who joins us every Sunday morning. So let's get started.
All right. Thank you, Henrietta. Good morning, guys. I'm looking forward to our guest in studio, too, DeAndre Otis, running for Wayne County Commissioner District 5. He's with us today. And so the studio, we are back. We're back in the studio this morning. I want to thank Attorney Johnny Hawkins. Had a great conversation with him yesterday. You know, he's one of the top national black lawyers in the country, one of the top trial lawyers, and one of the top personal injury specialists. So if you're looking for an attorney, call my attorney, Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, 248-567-9990. And of course, Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up. Spoke with her this morning too. And we're going to be, we're headed, guess where we're headed today, team? We're headed to Greater Pentecostal Temple on Warren Avenue on the east side of Detroit. How's that for a nice summer morning? We're going to be worshiping with evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist. Looking forward to seeing you this morning.
Good morning. Looking forward to seeing you as well.
Christy, look, you're going to have Michael in live with you today, so let us know how he acts today so we can have some good conversation next Sunday. You know what? I am so happy to be sitting in as guest host this morning. So, you know, I without the call from Michael Vantu, as he always do it, last notice. But that is okay because I try to, you know, prepare myself for anything every day now. So it's going to be an amazing show today, guys. You know, we're going to make our half hour fun. We're going to be informative. And we're going to talk to some candidates. We got a couple of them that's calling online. And, again, we have in studio with us this morning Andre Otis, who's running for the new commissioner seat for the new District 5. We're going to be speaking with him this morning. And we're just going to try to, you know, have some fun this morning. We're going to talk. We're going to have some good news stories. And we're just going to, you know, inform Detroit on what's going on and just keep it fresh and keep it fun this morning. So I want to start with Kathy. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, Kathy, get up with the word this morning. Wake us up and bring us in this morning because, you know, I'm sitting here nervous, so I need some inspiration right now.
Amen. Well, one word that I want to give, I'm glad that Mike mentioned, well, the Honorable Michael Vantur did, in fact, mention Attorney Johnny Hawkins, because I got a claim, man. I got a claim that's so bad, man. Gas prices, man, has injured me. And I would like to ask Johnny Hawkins if he could come in, man.
We need to call the police on these pumps.
Man, yes. They'll tell you, last week the guy called me, man. I told y'all about that now. The guy woke me up 2 in the morning, said he was robbed. Find out he was robbed by the gas pump. I couldn't help him. There wasn't nothing I can do for him. I can't do nothing with the gas prices. But I tell you what, if I would have a word for you today, I would just tell you to be ye encouraged. Look to the hills for which cometh all of your help. For all of your help indeed comes from the Lord. Amen. Don't allow what you're thinking when it's a negative thought to control your feelings, because when you do so, your actions is going to be in agreement to your thoughts. So I want us to just focus in on that and keep lifting up God higher. Lift him up higher. If those of us that love and praise God, if we love and praise him just a little bit more, I'm for certain that this world without him less. God bless you all this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to finish going down the line with the Sunday Morning Team, the amazing podcaster, speaker, writer, Miss Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Henrietta. You are doing an amazing job. So this morning I have another feel-good story, and it's titled Adventurous Play Helps Boost Children's Mental Health, Research Says. So we've been in this pandemic 2-3 years now, and kids have been stuck inside. And so there was a study that was done, and it says children who spend more time playing adventurously have lower symptoms of anxiety and depression and were happier over the first COVID-19 lockdown, according to new research. A study led by the University of Exeter asked parents how their children engaged in play that was thrilling and exciting, where they might experience some fear and uncertainty. The study comes at a time when today's children have fewer opportunities for adventurous play out of sight of adults, such as climbing trees, riding bikes, jumping from high surfaces, or playing somewhere where they are out of adult sight. The study sought to test theories that adventurous play offers learning opportunities that help build resilience in children, thereby helping prevent mental health problems. The research was carried out with two groups of parents, a group of 427 parents living in Northern Ireland, and a nationally represented group of 1,919 parents living in Great Britain. The research emphasized the importance of adventurous play. Children and young people need freedom and opportunities to encounter challenges and risks in their everyday playful adventures and activities. Here are some examples of adventurous activities that don't cost anything. They are going for a torch walk in the dark, exploring the woods alone or with a friend, camping out overnight, swimming or paddling in a river or lake, jumping from a swing, trying out new skills on a skateboard, roller skates, or cycling, or creating obstacle courses inside or outside. I remember as a child, and I've been having this conversation with other parents, other friends of mine who are parents, and we talked about how in the summer we were just thrown outside. Go out. That's what you were supposed to do. You rode your bike.
Yeah.
You had pretend play all day. You played superhero, Star Wars, whatever it was that you played with. And you were safe. You were safe. You could walk to the park with your friends. You could ride your bike a couple blocks from home. You were okay.
Right.
Now when you drive through many communities, even quote-unquote safe communities, you don't see children playing outside.
No,
everyone is either locked in their backyard or they're inside. And so kids and anxiety and depression and many of those issues have skyrocketed since then.
It
I want to leave us with a scripture. It has. Philippians 4 and 4.
You mentioned that, Kim. I just wanted to kind of say this. It's funny you said what you just said about children and how we grew up and how we played, because I was on my grandkids' heads yesterday about that. And it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with them, like, you guys need to get up and go outside in this big old backyard and play, because, it was irritating to me. Like, you guys don't want to go outside and play. They're like, no, we want to stay in the house. I said, when we were young, I would come up, we ran, we couldn't wait for the sun to come up so we can go outside and play.
That's right.
And then they said, we're going outside. And I'm like, it's boring because you guys got to create the fun, you know? So I'm like, when we were coming up, we did everything. We ran, we raced, we played tag. We had fun. We jump rope. Whatever our creative mind led us to do when we got outside the house, because we did not want to be in that house. And I think that's why I have to say with my generation and your generation, Kim, we probably were more happier kids because we utilized our minds. We stayed in the house on Saturday morning to watch cartoons. But when school let out in June, we was ready to be outside to play all day, well into at night if our parents would let us. So it is definitely a different environment when it comes to mental health with these children nowadays. So. I just wanted to throw that in there because I was like, wow, it's funny you said that because I just had this conversation with my grandbabies yesterday.
It is very on topic. A lot of parents are having this conversation. And as you said, Henrietta, we watched our cartoons in the morning and then we went outside. And typically, I don't know about you, Henrietta, but for my generation, my friends, we all acted out what we had just seen and did pretend play. And the only time you came in during the day was if it was lunchtime and everybody pretty much went inside for lunchtime and then you were back out until dinner and then you were back out until the streetlights came on. And you didn't come back in. You got a bath or a shower
and you went to bed.
And it was very simple. But the Bible says in Philippians 4 and 4, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly, for that. We always love your feel-good stories. You bring them. And I tell you, they really make our day. And it taps on to a lot of things that we need to have conversations around. Thank you again, Kimberly, for that amazing information. I'm going to go now to the other Sunday morning team. Songstress, prophetess, Miss Christy Laster. Hi, Christy.
Hello, hello, hello. Henrietta, you're doing a great job. And Kimberly, thank you for your feel-good story. I always appreciate those. And it kind of took me back to my childhood. I also played outside, and we made up things, you know. Funny thing, and this is different for a lot of people, but we couldn't go roller skating at the roller rink because they didn't play gospel music and because we couldn't wear pants. So my mom brought me a pair of skates from the Goodwill, okay, and I skated up and down the street, round and round. You know, that's how I learned how to skate outside on the concrete, not the smooth surface. But anyway. I wanted to just share a quick scripture this morning, Genesis, the 22nd chapter and the 14th verse. And this is particularly to address the gas prices that Chaplain mentioned this morning, and we talked about it last week as well. The 14th verse of the 22nd chapter of Genesis says that Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. The gas prices are high, and it seems that they are rising. I was in California, I want to say in September of last year, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad I'm not driving out here because the gas prices were like $5 and $6 for premium during that time. And now here we are experiencing these higher gas prices, and California is even still higher than us. But one thing that I appreciate about God is the fact that the gas prices can go as high as they want to. And for me, it's not a concern because he is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide whatever it is that we need. I had to put $100.32, to be exact, in my truck last Friday, and that was for a fill-up. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I just let it go. I'm like, I need to fill up today because I don't want to keep having to come back. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But I didn't complain. I didn't get upset. I didn't get hysterical. I didn't, you know, have a fit. Right. I don't understand why the gas prices are up. But what I do understand is God will provide, and I will make it from point A to point B or wherever it is that I need to go, and I will have the money. We have to speak it out of our mouths, right? I will have the money to cover gas. Do y'all remember when gas was 99 cents? 89 cents.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
I'll be telling
my age. It will be provided.
I'm not as young as you think I am.
You said that we will be provided for, and that is where you have. And this right now, we are in an environment where if you don't rely on the Almighty Creator for everything, and I do mean everything. You're not, survival rate just mentally is going to go, is going to decrease because, you know, in our own human thought process, we're looking for things to get better. And if we don't have some spiritual connection or some connection with God, like we literally will lose our minds trying to deal with all this stuff with the food prices and the gas prices and the housing market going up. Everything is going up. To the point you don't even want to get out of bed in the morning because you're like, shoot, if I get up, what's going to go up next? I can't go buy food. I can't go put gas in my car. I'm scared to pick up the phone because my mortgage company might tell me, hey, there's another $100 added to your rate. And it's like, what do you do? That comfort comes in knowing that, like you said, Christy, God is going to provide it. So when you wake up with that alone, knowing that everything I need and everything I want will be provided for, and know that without question, because when we say it, some of, you know, there are people who say it, but there's still that doubt because they're like, I'm going to say it, just, you know, try to manifest it. But you have to know it for it to manifest. You have to believe
have to
it
operate
for
in
it
faith.
To manifest.
That's right.
So, you know, that's what I'm, you know.
Absolutely. And I think we talked about it last week, you know, having faith, operating in faith, and faith without works is dead. So I just believe that either God's going to send somebody, they'll give money to you, you'll get an increase on the job, or somebody owe you some money and they hadn't paid you in weeks or months, and all of a sudden that money will drop and you'll have exactly what you need.
Absolutely. I love that. And that's the faith that we have to carry with us when we know for a fact that something's going to happen. Yes, we know the stress still kicks in. It kind of tickles with our brain a little bit. But we know without a shadow of a doubt with that undying spiritual faith that God is going to provide that we're going to be okay. And it does get scary. I mean, a lot of us, we know we have our faith and we know that we're going to be provided for. But we are human. And it gets scary when you get to that cliff and you're like, oh, Lord. But then you know, okay, I know you're going to fix the Lord. So let me come out of that mindset so, you know, things can keep moving in that direction. I love that. Christy, you know, you always come with something that makes, you know, bring the word out of everybody. It keeps us informed and it keeps us in spiritual tact when you speak about things because it makes us say, you know what, she's right. God will provide. Why am I worried about it today? Because guess what? I have a provider that never fails. So I love you. You bring it. You just be bringing it, girl. You be bringing it. Thank you, Christy. Thank you so much for that this morning. But let me tell you, the listening audience appreciate it. I appreciate it. The Sunday morning team appreciate it. We just appreciate you. Thank you so much for your beautiful enlightenment on this spirituality, because I think that's what the world needs right now, is to have more conversations around the spiritual, the enlightenment with people when it comes to this stressful times. I think we need to really tap into that conversation more, because that way we'll feel more secure about what's going on. So, but thank you, Christy. I do want to kind of move a little bit because, you know, we got Mother Missionary Hattie Humphrey coming in about 10 minutes, and I want to introduce everyone to our in-studio candidate, Mr. Andre Otis, who is running for the new Wayne County Commissioner seat of the new District 5. I want to introduce him to everybody, and he's here with us to talk a little bit about who he is and why he's running for this position. Good morning, Mr. Andre Otis.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for having me in today. Again, my name is Andre Otis, and I am running for the next Wayne County Commissioner of District 5, new District 5. My platform is simply my last name, Otis Plus Implant. That is opportunity, transparency, inclusion, seniors plus mental health. I heard the mental health conversation earlier, and we have to understand that's one of the biggest pieces going on right now. So I just want to introduce myself for a little bit, and I will pass it right back to Ms. Ivy. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Andre Otis, for keeping that so clean cut right there for us. Listen, guys, we still have Michael sitting here, you know, but he got to be getting up out of here, so I'm going to let him say a few words before he exits out of here and leave it all to us to have a wonderful day with this Sunday morning team.
Great. You guys are doing very well. I tell you, I feel good because when I'm ready to go on vacation or take a trip or something, I know that the Sunday morning team's got my back. So you guys are really doing it, moving on without me. I want to thank all of those who are streaming online and those who have called in. We see you on the line there. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in a few minutes, too. But that was one of the shortest speeches I heard from a politician in a long time. You know, two people that talk a long time are preachers and politicians. And that was short, right to the point. Well, you know what? I got a question for you then. So as commissioner for your district, what do you want to do? You know, what are some of the important things that you want to do or accomplish in that position in District 5?
So thank you so much for the question. And I don't talk much because I like to hear other people talk mm-hmm. and get other people's point of view. It's not about
okay.
me. It's about what we can do together.
All right.
But what I want to do is, you know, like I said, I want to bring more opportunity to Wayne County. I believe it's time to have more black women as contractors. I believe it is more time to see more black interiors contracts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is also an opportunity to bring a new district together. When it comes to transparency, I really believe that Wayne County can do a lot more through the charter and through their rules and procedures. They can have 8 more meetings than what they do. I believe those meetings should be in the community, and that's what the charter states, and I believe they should be doing so. I also believe they should partner with the city of Detroit with one of their cable program networks and actually film live the commission meeting. It does. Nobody will if you don't know how to get on Zoom. That's one of the things I feel like needs to happen when it comes to transparency because people need to actually know what's going on. I also believe we could partner with the city of Detroit to relax some of the parking fees down there during commission hours to encourage people to come to those meetings. It has been done before with the city of Detroit, and I believe that we should be in a partnership to make sure that happens to, again, encourage participation so nobody's left out of the process. When it comes to inclusion, we are human beings, and I believe everybody needs to be at the table. Whether you're a millennial, senior, high schooler, somebody that don't know anything that's going on, you're still a person that should be taken care of. When it comes to leadership, that's what I want to bring. So I want to make sure everybody's part of the process. Again, when it comes to seniors, my grandfather's 98 years old. And it does no well to have a society that has seniors going around every day trying to figure out who can help them and where they can get their help from. It has to be time out for that. And I believe I am the voice of the seniors, even though I'm not of a senior age. Again, my grandfather's 98 years old. He fought in the U.S. military, and there's no reason why that man should not be able to get the assistance when he needs as soon as he asks for it.
Right.
We have to stop that. And I believe, again, I'm going to bring that tenacity to make sure that our seniors are taken care of. Also, believe me, stop putting more money into the Meals on Wheels program. It does no well for a senior to have to go put a frozen dinner inside of a microwave when you have a lot of people out here who need jobs and can actually cook.
Mm-hmm.
There's places where we can actually put money in somewhere and allow some of these chefs to come in and use their skills and actually do a good service and feed some of these seniors out here who need, you know, somebody when it comes to mental health. I want to make sure that we get a mental health facility here. I'm not talking about some old regular hospital where you have white, pasty walls where it's going to make somebody possibly snap people hard. There are rehab centers around that actually have holistic type looks to it, and I believe that's the direction we need to move forward when it comes to mental illness and helping people. Somebody said to me a while ago that there's resources in jail for people that go through mental illness. But my thing is, you shouldn't have to go to jail to receive anything.
Right.
On top of that's in jail. Once you get out, what happens after that?
That's right.
So we need to really take a real approach and to some of these issues that we have out here. And I believe I'm the candidate to do it. I have the experience to be able to do so. I've worked up under an elected official before. I know budgets before anybody gets to ask me, because I know anything about budgets. Yes, I do. But it's beyond just the budget. It's about being a person that wants to lead the right way. A person that doesn't mind putting their personal information out there in the streets to make sure that these people call and talk to you personally. And that's the kind of leadership I want to have. So I ain't going to talk too much. You did say politician. I am not a politician. I hate being called that. I'm a change agent. But
Great. I'll take note of that. You know, that has a bad connotation now after a while, the word politician. I've talked to a few politicians, and they don't like that term either. So, yeah, maybe there's got to be a gradual change in that. But thank you so much. You know, what you brought up there, Henrietta, you know how difficult it is to go downtown for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so intimidating. I actually choose not to go downtown sometimes
mm-hmm.
when I have to think about parking.
Right, I choose not to go. Right.
Now, if I have to go, that's the next challenge.
Yep.
You know? Thank God that now that I work for Wayne County now and that I do get a parking pass.
Okay.
But prior to that, I would try to park on the outskirts of downtown
mm-hmm.
and walk.
Yeah.
It's the only time I walk.
Well, get down there extremely early so you can get a parking space.
Yes.
It's one or the other.
On the street. But then you have to remember about running back out before you get a ticket.
Bad part.
One place that seems to always work well is the parking ticket division.
Yeah.
You know, everything else can break down in this world and stop and not function except for getting a parking ticket?
That will always be.
You can always get a parking ticket.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And the prices for parking downtown. Now, and then the last time I went, I'm glad you brought that up because it is a problem. Because if somebody wants to come downtown for business, whether it's city council or Wayne County, yes, that is a big issue. You
mm-hmm.
got to deal with parking.
Yep.
It can end up costing you
a lot.
Parking downtown, a lot of money. Okay. Uh-huh. That's the one time I walk. How much time we got before
we have
missionary?
3 minutes before missionary.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Humphrey. One thing I want to say about Attorney Johnny Hawkins is that I added a few things on here that he didn't have. I added it myself, and that was about caring, understanding, being committed to his clients. That goes along with it. Not only will he fight for you, but there's a lot more that he does. But when we come back, we want to hear from some of our callers, and we're going to be back with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey right after this. Thanks, Henrietta. She's sitting in with me because I'm going to be in and out and probably more out in a few minutes, but we'll be right back.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, we get join in with our beautiful spiritual ambassador and mentors to everyone. Lady Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming on live. She is a mentor to the pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis. She is a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit, an icon to the masses. But you and me, we know her as simply our friend, our mother, and we can count on her in the time of need. She is Detroit's spiritual ambassador, the beautiful, amazing, outstanding missionary, Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Mother. How are you?
Good morning to my children, to the radio audience. I am so glad to be with you this morning. I just want to say this, my favorite verse, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid of? When the wickedness come to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. Though as the armies of camp through raided walls, one thing I have desired of the Lord that I would seek, that I said, dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you all. It's so good to be with you.
Thank you. You know, we have the Sunday morning team here with us this morning, so I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to start with the amazing podcaster, speaker, author, Miss Kimberly Bachelor Davis. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Henrietta. Good morning, Michael, and our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, missionary. It's so great to hear your voice. And good morning, Detroit.
And we're going to go down the line. We're going to go with Bishop Kathy. Good morning, Bishop Kathy.
Good morning to you again. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Amen. And hello, Mother. Hello, missionary. God bless you this morning. And shout out to the city of Detroit once again. God bless you.
Thank you. And we are going to go next to our amazing songstress, prophetess, the Miss Amazing Christy Laster.
Good morning to our amazing team. Good morning, Missionary. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and then to be in your presence.
Thank you, Christy. So, Missionary, what's going on with you this morning? Talk to us this morning. Let Detroit hear some amazing
I am thanking God for bringing me this far, and God has been mighty good to me in spite of some sad situation with gone people have gone and left, Deacon Brown and Bishop Reverend Murphy. But I am doing good. I'm just grateful to all of you all that's carrying on for me. And I just love the Lord. We're praying for the peoples everywhere. These are terrible times, but not for those that love God. If you stay on the Lord's side, no matter what you're going through, he will direct your path. I'm a witness all of these years. Had not been for the Lord with me, there were 9 of us, and I'm the last one left. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord, and I'm fighting for my right. I'm excited because God has been mighty good, and I'm blessing the people that's in prison this morning. I want to say that while I'm on the phone. One of my sisters, we often go to the prison, Jackson Prison. To all of those that's in the prison, the missionary and all of us care about you. And I still say, wherever you are, you can take God with you because he's already there for you. Just call on his name. All right, y'all?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I take that. I receive that. So listen, Missionary and Sunday Morning Team, I want to give some shout-outs to the amazing attorney Cliff Pascoe. They have over 30 years of serving unions and labor businesses, expertise in professional and neglect malpractices, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, and business litigation. If anyone needs any of those services, please reach out to them at 248-353-7750. Again, that number is 248-353-7750. And we won't forget the amazing Franklin Wright Settlement, Spirit of Giving. They always in the community. And we know who actually operate on the top end of that. That is the beautiful Monique Marks, down with the team of Michael Van Tool, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, and also Kimberly Batchelor Davis sits on these boards serving the community every single day, making sure families are taken care of and needs are met throughout the community. So we want to make sure that we give them a shout out. And if anybody in the community needs any help or assistance or wants to donate to Franklin Wright Settlement, the number they can be reached at is 313-214-8120. And I'm sorry, let me give another number. You also contact Ms. Monique Marks, CEO and President at 313-579-1000. Please keep supporting Franklin Wright Settlement so they can continue to support the community. So we're going to move it now. We got weather with Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kim, please give us some good news for the rest of the week because I got to be out here in these streets talking to these folks who organize. I need some relief. I don't need that sun beaming down my neck.
Well, good morning again. And Henrietta, there is some help for you. So
okay. This
right now is 70 degrees, and it's beautiful. The sun is out. Today we will have some showers, probably petering off for the rest of the morning at some point. But our high today will be 81, and our low will be 58.
Yes.
Tomorrow, as you head out in those streets and advocate for us, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 80 and a low of 63. On Tuesday, grab your umbrella. There will be more morning showers with a high of 88 and a low of 69. I wish I had some help in here.
Well,
on Wednesday,
amen.
On Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 95 degrees and a low of 73. Get your sunscreen. Get your sunscreen.
Oh, Lord. I wasn't ready.
On Thursday, make sure you have that umbrella. We will have PM showers and storms with a high of 90 and a low of 67. On Friday, last day of the work week, hopefully for many, we will have bright sunny skies with a high of 84 and a low of 63. And next Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 81 and a low of 61. My Lord, have a great weekend.
You can take everything but that 90. We can send that back to the Lord. We don't need all that.
Great. All right. Thank you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Thanks. That's some good information.
You're welcome.
It's great to watch Henrietta in action here in the studio. We've got candidate DeAndre Otis running for Wayne County Commissioner District 5 with us here in the studio. But it's good to see her in action, running things, and just, I'm going to be out with the candidates today, and of course, Missionary Humphrey and I are going to be heading over to Greater Pentecostal in a few minutes. One of my candidates canceled out for 9 o'clock this morning, so it gave me a chance to be here this mm-hmm. morning. But I enjoy this, and now I know when I get ready to take a trip, it's in good hands. So. Noticed that there's some callers on the line, and Missionary, we're going to go to your good friend and our Sunday morning team member at large, Mr. Greg Burkhart. Good morning, Greg Burkhart. Thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning. Good morning, sir.
Can you hear us, Mr. Burkhart?
Greg Burkhart, are you there? Okay, well we're gonna work on that
Come
line.
Back.
We're gonna work on his line. Let's go to Bishop Randall Smith. Bishop Smith, I'm sorry, I didn't know if it was Reverend or Bishop. I couldn't tell. Good morning, sir. Welcome. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, Apostle Van Tool in the Sunday morning team. It's good to hear your voice one more time, Mother dear. We love
it's
you.
It's good to hear you.
For you. Want to wish the candidate much success. We pray God's blessings upon you, sir. Henrietta, I'm proud of you, sis. Keep it up,
Thank
girl.
You. I appreciate that.
I'm excited for you all. I'm excited. Yesterday, the Lord allowed us to officially relaunch God's Sounds Music Group, our new label. So pray God's blessings upon us. So we're excited. So I'm continued to support you all. I'm looking forward to working with you all continually and taking this radio station national.
Yeah.
Be safe and be well.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Randall. Look, you know we appreciate you so much, brother, for joining us in. Thank you so much.
Love you, man. Love you all.
You never got on the phone that quick.
Is Greg Burkhart still online with us?
Hello?
Hi. We're looking for Greg Burkhart at large, our Sunday morning team at large, Mr. Greg Burkhart.
You didn't call Kroger's. You didn't come to God. Is he there?
Mr. Greg Burkhart, are you with us right now?
He's probably having trouble.
Hey, yeah, he might be having trouble.
Okay.
You know what, Missionary? We're going to continue on with the show right now, talk to you right now. So, again, Missionary, tell us what you got going on today. I know you're going to be hanging out with Michael later on. So what's going to be going on with you and Michael out here in this community?
Well, we're just going to be going to church and different places, serving the Lord. And where we're going to one of my favorite churches in Son, if you want to have a Holy Ghost good time, just go come and be with us. So that's what's going on. And yeah, that's what's going on. I'm excited early in the morning for me now, y'all. But God bless. And then I want to send out some prayers and things out to my niece. She's coming in from St. Louis here with us the weekend. A whole lot of things going on. God bless you.
Oh, you know what? You know, we have Europe. We have people listening from Arkansas on the show every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 10, and we do appreciate them for, you know, listening in from Arkansas, St. Louis. We have them all
in
over.
Ohio.
We have them all over. They listen to everything, and I think they come to hear you. I'm a little. I want to be like you when I grow up. I want them to listen to me every Sunday too.
At least y'all make me feel mighty fine.
Oh, I'm telling you, you brought this family together, and we are so appreciative of you and your spiritual guidance. We really, really appreciate you guiding us in this radio world. So, yeah, we definitely appreciate everyone listening from afar. Michael wants to come in and say a few words. We're going to pass it to him.
Henrietta, I just want to get your take on this, too. Missionary, as we know, a few of the candidates, the Republican candidates, are having some problems on getting on the ballot.
The rich guy
with all that money, Perry, he was thrown off along with four others, including, as we all know, former Detroit police chief James Craig was also thrown off. He wants to go as a write-in candidate for the state of Michigan. Good luck with that. And then you had the guy, what's his name, Ryan Kelly. He was polling number one on the Republican. He was arrested for participating in the riot, the attempted coup on January 6th. So go ahead and let them have their problems over there, and we'll let Gretchen Whitmer moonwalk right back into office. So we're hoping that actually happens. We've got these races.
Let me ask this.
Many people running in the 12th congressional district and the 13th congressional district. I have a candidate in the race, John Conyers III. I've got another candidate in the state rep district 5, Ernest Little, is going to be joining him in a few minutes this morning. And, of course, as you know, I work for Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. But the race is, we haven't seen anything yet. There's going to be some interesting things happen between now and, and August 2nd. August 2nd is the primary. So get ready. You know, missionary, as we always know, this August 2nd primary, the primary is
important.
Yep. Because that's where you get on. You get on the ballot. If you don't get on in August, you're not going to be on in November.
No, you're not.
And,
right.
And that's why we have to take the August 2nd primary very important. Because that's when people slip in that are not in our best interest. They slip in hoping that we're all sleeping, eating barbecues on the second. You know, they hope that we're not paying attention on August 2nd because then they can slide in. You know,
absolutely.
But so we have to really take it seriously. As you know, I participate on Election Day every year as chairperson of my precinct on the west side of Detroit at Mann School. And I make it my mission now, and thanks to Missionary Humphrey, you know, I really have placed a lot of importance on and understand how important it is to vote and to get the right people in office. So, you know, I encourage you to vote on August 2nd so that we can get the right people in. And you know, that's why, you know, Missionary has been doing this for years to try to get the right people in office, people that have our best interests at heart. How many more minutes do we have?
You got roughly 10 minutes. 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes to rock this out.
Yeah. Missionary, I wanted to – we haven't heard at length from some of our on-team members. So let's go. Chaplain Kathy, share what's on your heart and mind this morning, please.
Yeah.
I pray we all be ready for his return. I don't think that there's a good lie, meaning something laying down in words is such as powerful as those. I pray we all be ready for his return. For the Bible declares that no man knows the time, minute, or the hour at which the Son of Man, the Son of God, shall return. It is just my deepest prayer that we all be ready. I stay, because I am an international police and fire chaplain, I stay away from giving my opinions when it comes to politics. Uh-huh. But I just do say, I pray we all be ready for his return. God bless you all today.
Amen. Amen. And Christy, let's hear something from you, because you know Christy from Pentecostal.
What's going on
over at the Pentecostal church today, Christy? I know Michael's going to come over here and rock it out with missionary. So again, as I said earlier, let me get some good footage of him.
Well, we hope that you're praying for us over at the Great Pentecostal Temple Church this morning. Our service begins at 11 a.m., and we just, every Sunday, we look forward to just having a good time in the Lord and just celebrating God and all the things that he has done for us. I do want to say one thing about voting, if that's okay. I want to say that this is an opportunity that each and every one of us should take advantage of. And if you don't take the opportunity to vote, I don't want to hear what you have to say after the election. So if you don't exercise your right, there's so many that have gone before us and paved the way for us to have this opportunity. And they're still fighting against us for us to be excluded from this opportunity. So get out there and do what must be done so that you can make a difference in your community. And again, if you don't, we don't want to hear anything you have to say after the election. But come on over to the temple this morning and let's name and let's have church. Amen.
Pentecostal. Yeah.
What's going on?
I like
let's hear from Kimberly. Then we're going to let candidate Andre Otis have a conversation briefly with missionary Hattie Humphrey. Kimberly, what's going on with you today, darling?
So I am getting ready for an exciting Juneteenth at O'Hare Park on June 18th. The event is from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. I will be there at 1 p.m. to do some storytelling, and we're going to talk about some of my books. I'm going to read a couple books, and we're going to have a good time under the storytelling tent.
I'm going to be right there. I'm just going to walk right to the corner and be like, hey, Kim.
I was like, girl, come on over and come hang out. But
she'll walk right up.
That's right. There is a lot going on in the world. And I just want to leave us with a scripture really quick. Psalms 116:7 says, let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. As missionary says, keep your eyes and your focus on God, and all will be well. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I'm going to introduce Commissioner Kennedy, running for Commissioner, Wayne County Commission, New District 5, Mr. Andre Otis. Missionary, I want you to have him to speak with you and give him that love that you give us. And I'm going to turn the mic over to candidate Otis.
All right.
Hello. Good morning. Yeah, just say hello. Give greetings to the missionary. Okay. Good morning, missionary.
God bless you, my dear child. You're running. Are you in the race this year?
Yes, ma'am. I will be on the ballot this August 2nd. Yes, I am.
All right. Now, are you running for yourself? Or are you running to the help the people of God? That's why a lot of people don't win. It's about self. But if you start out and have God in your business, like Paul and all those back in the days, we do it for God, people. God always have people prepared to help others. And I got a feeling because you're with us, if you have God in your heart, he's going to take you through, son.
Yes, ma'am. That's my belief. When I wake up every day, I know it's not me that's waking myself up. There's a presence that's allowing me to wake up and do the things that I'm doing. I didn't ask to be in this position. I feel like things I've done in my life has led me here to be able to be in a position to possibly lead people to a different way of thinking. So I'm just blessed to be in this situation. And it's never been about me. It's about we. It's about what we all can do together. And I want to continue living my life like that because that's the way I feel it should be. So, yes, ma'am, I'm definitely a person that feel like this is a God-led drive that I'm on, and I plan on being at the top at the end of it.
I got a feeling, I hadn't met you yet, but I got a feeling that you is the right person for the job. And then after we, for the weeks to come and the days to come, I want you to read the 37th chapter of Psalm. Just start this week, just tear that along, and that'll tell you the story. I got a feeling that God wants you in the business of leading the people, honey. How old are you first? Let me ask a question as a mother. How old are you?
I actually just turned 39, maybe.
Well, you sound young. That's what Dave and all the rest of them are young. You sound young. Main thing about it, have God with you. And let me ask you a personal question. As a mother, you married?
Yes, ma'am.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, I'm serious. I'm 94 years old. I'm listening to me. If you have... get your business, be sure to have your personal business together when you're running a race for the public. And when you do that, God will direct your path, baby. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andre Otis. And Missionary, thank you for that word of spiritual advice. You know, we look to you to set us up and set us straight when we want in any position we're trying to serve our community. But you know what? We are at the end of the hour right now, so we're going to have to wrap it up. So let me say thank you to the Sunday Morning Team, Christy, Kimberly, Stefan. We got our at-large, Burkhart. We couldn't get him in, but we do appreciate you joining in. We thank you, Randall Smith, for joining the Sunday Morning Team this morning. You know, we appreciate you sitting in the end.
And thank you, Henrietta.
Yes.
I had a fun time with you this morning. And Michael, you know, kept it at the last minute. But you know what? It felt good having my mentor sitting here with me, kind of put the nerves down. But we are ending up. So thank you, everyone, for joining the Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights with Michael Van Tool and our amazing missionary, Hattie Humphrey. We are going to say have a good afternoon, good morning.
God bless you.
God bless everybody and have an amazing, amazing day.
Bless you.
God bless. Have a great week.
Let God
have
bless
a
beautiful you. Day. And take God with you, all of you.
Everywhere you go.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is going to be all right.